You're listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Katie Frankowitz, and Skylar Butenshin will be along shortly. It's Wednesday, July 30th. A tsunami advisory remains in effect this morning for the coastal areas of Oregon and Washington State following an 8.8 magnitude earthquake yesterday off the coast of Russia. While this does not mean massive flooding or a full tsunami for the area, local emergency management agencies warn we could continue to see higher than normal waves and strong currents through the morning. People should stay away from beaches and piers near the beach and not go into the water. The first impacts hit our coast just before midnight at low tide. Earlier this morning, the Pacific County Emergency Management Agency confirmed they were seeing wave heights that were well below a foot. However, since increased wave action could continue into the morning, the agency says it's important to stay off the beach until the afternoon. We'll keep you updated as we get more information.
Today's weather in the lower Columbia River region, partly sunny with highs near 70. Work is now underway on the Spruce Point Affordable Housing Development in Manzanita. Developers Jim Pence and Rick Hinks, who together formed the company Encore Investments, initiated the $25 million project. A majority of the funding is coming from a loan through the Oregon Housing and Community Services Local Innovation Fast Track Program. Construction of the four-building complex is being led by Home First Development. Home First develops and owns affordable housing apartments in 18 communities across Oregon, including the Willett Apartments that opened in Tillamook in 2023. Upgrades to the Manzanita water infrastructure will be necessary to support the project. 2 years ago, the city received a $2.8 million grant from the state to install a new water main between Dorcas Street and the Kearney Creek Boulevard. That work is planned for next spring and summer. When completed in the fall of 2026, the Spruce Point development will consist of 60 apartments of various sizes. All units will be affordable to residents making 60% of the area's median income or less, with 12 units dedicated to those making 30% of that figure. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Tillamook Headlight Herald, online at tillamookheadlightherald.com. Last Friday, the U.S. Department of Education abruptly announced they would be releasing $5 billion in funding for adult education, English language, and civics education programs that had been placed on hold earlier this month. According to Clatsop Community College President Jared Hoag, the programs that had been in limbo provide support for students who are trying to get their GED. Because of the uncertainty around the funding this month, Clatsop Community College decided not to offer one of its summer courses. North Coast Congressional Representative Suzanne Bonamici said in a recent statement that it is a positive step that the Trump administration is no longer holding up the funds. But she said damage has already been done, as schools have navigated more than 3 weeks of budget uncertainty, and that the administration should commit to releasing all congressionally authorized funding immediately. Hoag said that Clatsop Community College has been in communication with the offices of both Bonamici and Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley since the fund's initial holdup. This story comes to us through a news partnership with The Astorian, online at dailyastorian.com. The city of Newport, Oregon, has issued a Stage 1 water curtailment, requesting that residents conserve water while drought conditions continue. The curtailment follows the declaration of an emergency drought in Lincoln County made by Governor Kotek earlier this month. This is Lincoln County's fourth drought in 7 years. Newport Public Works are advising residents to conserve water usage by reducing shower times, running dishwashers and laundry machines only when full, and checking for leaky faucets. There are no water restrictions at this time. There are 4 curtailment alert stages with increasing recommendations and restrictions. The city of Newport last issued a Stage 1 alert in 2023, and the city has never issued above a Stage 2 alert. Residents are encouraged to track drought conditions for any changes. Oregon's top lawyer is joining 22 Democratic attorneys general suing the Trump administration on Tuesday over efforts to restrict Planned Parenthood clinics from receiving federal Medicaid dollars. Lauren Dake has this report.
The lawsuit comes after President Trump signed the One Big Beautiful Bill into law. That legislation prohibits healthcare centers that provide abortions from receiving any Medicaid payments. Oregon's two Planned Parenthood centers say that could threaten their ability to continue to offer basic healthcare services. There are several legal battles underway, but Oregon Attorney General Dan Rayfield said states are pursuing their own because the stakes are high. Thousands of people rely on Planned Parenthood clinics for their health care. Federal law already prevented federal funds going toward abortion care, so the latest measure threatens health care like cancer screenings and providing birth control. I'm Lauren Dake reporting.
In one of just two races throughout all of Pacific County that will appear on the August 5th primary ballot, incumbent Ilwaco Mayor Mike Casinelli, who is 82, is facing a challenge from 24-year-old Eddie Hillard. Casinelli is seeking his second consecutive term as mayor and fourth overall after previously serving from 2009 to 2017. Casinelli worked as an electrician for more than 50 years. Hillard is the owner of Drop Anchor Seafood and Grill in Long Beach. Both Casinelli and Hillard recently spoke with the Chinook Observer on why they are running for Ilwaco mayor. Casinelli says he wants to maintain community partnerships that feed the economic growth of the city. And he says he wants to help preserve the coastal region's fragile ecology. Hillard says if elected mayor, he would offer leadership that works to bridge differences and bring fresh energy to the community. And he says in order to take on Ilwaco's financial challenges, there should be a top-to-bottom administrative review during the next budget cycle. Casinelli points to his formation of an Economic Revitalization Committee in 2022 to encourage development of the downtown core. Hillard says he would propose a mayor's roundtable with downtown Ilwaco business owners to keep them at the forefront of the city's economic strategy. For the full interview with both candidates, go online at ChinookObserver.com. Chairman of the Chinook Indian Nation Tribal Council and Culture Committee, Tony Johnson, has been given a 2025 Indigenous Leadership Award by Portland-based nonprofit EcoTrust. In its award announcement, EcoTrust said that Johnson has elevated long-standing efforts by the Chinook to regain formal legal status that was rescinded at the start of the George W. Bush administration. Johnson's work as chairman has included ramping up the tribe's historic practices and obtaining legal access to tribal trust funds that were long kept out of reach by the federal bureaucracy. This year brought the largest group of nominations since the Indigenous Leadership Awards were relaunched in 2021. Awardees, including Johnson, will be celebrated on October 15th at EcoTrust's Regional Food Hub and Event Space on Salmon Street in Portland. These stories come to us through a news partnership with the Chinook Observer. Read more online at ChinookObserver.com.
You're listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air and catch national news from NPR, tune in to 91.9 FM. Morning news begins at 7:59 every weekday. And of course, you'll always find today's local and regional news here at KMUN.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.